The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the one holy and ever-living God. Please be seated. I clearly couldn't make it through the Gospel. I couldn't make it so much knowing it was coming that at the 8 o'clock service, I actually marked the gospel book wrong and started reading Matthew's version, where there's no mention of fire. And I got into it and thought in my head, "Ooh, this is better. Maybe I should do this one." But Reverend Nate stood up and said, wrong gospel. And Casey came to the rescue with the right gospel. But it's really hard to hear. It's really hard to hear when we have such devastation and the landscapes, the palisades of Altadena, of our mountains, are changed. And it is an incredible honor and privilege to welcome St. Matthew's and to welcome those of you who've never been in here before and to welcome our regulars to this service. Because amidst all this, we are one body. God is present with us, not in making destruction. God is present with us in the Holy Spirit, in Jesus, and present in this space. And this space is a space that was built on ashes. Our sanctuary was torched by an arsonist in the mid-60s. And this is what rose out of the ashes. For those of you at St. Matthew's, your sanctuary burnt in the mid-70s. And you too have this experience of rising from the ashes. In this church, they decided to create a window honoring the fire, both the destruction of the fire, the power of fire in renewal. This is the Holy Spirit window, which we call now because we're a little uncomfortable calling what it was originally called the Great Fire Window. So we see the Great Fire. We see the cross before the Great Fire, telling us we are the body of Christ, that Christ is with us. And as you look up, you know, it's a nice abstract window, there is a rough outline of the dove. The dove we heard in the gospel reading after all the fire mentions, the dove coming down on Jesus in bodily form, in physical form. And the voice of God saying, "You are my Son, you are my Beloved, in you I am well pleased," other translations, "in you I find delight." You are my happiness. We all, by virtue of our baptism, are beloved children of God. We delight God, and God is present with us in the form of the Holy Spirit and also in the form of Jesus. We're blessed this morning to have Jesus here, Jesus who comes from the St. Matthew's sanctuary. Jesus in wooden form. But we just celebrated Christmas with Jesus' birth, this vulnerable child with us, entering into our vulnerability, and in growing up and moving into his ministry, entering into our suffering. He is present and alive with us. He's present and alive in every tear, in the salt of the tears, in every fear, every groan, also in every hope, and in our faith. Nothing but nothing can separate us from the love of God. And I sort of wish we could have used Isaiah instead of the gospel, where Isaiah, speaking what the Lord speaks, says, you know, I will walk with you through the waters. The rivers won't overwhelm you. The fire, the flames will not burn you. I am with you. So God is with us. Our histories are with us. The possibility of new life with the body of Christ coming together in solidarity with one another, in solidarity with our extended communities, with the people we love, coming together in Christ, in love, and with our tears, with our fears, with our crying. Christ is there. So, little Winston, who's here up front, is going to be baptized this morning. He's going to be brought into the body of Christ. And we are going to reaffirm our baptismal covenant of who we are as a people, of how God is with us, and how we are called into relationship and want to live into the relationship with God. So we have this new life, this new growth in our body. So as we hold the pain and the suffering of this past week and the suffering that's continuing, let us also hold the knowledge and awareness that we are not alone. With God, we cannot be burned, and there will be new life. Amen.